Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Hope of Glory, and that is a phrase taken from Colossians, the first chapter, verse 27. Let me just backtrack a little bit to verse 25. Paul says he's a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles. You know, he was called as an apostle of the Gentiles, which is, this is the mystery, beloved, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is an overwhelming concept to consider. It's a familiar phrase. We've heard it preached and used in messages. How many times? But when we understand the power of the omnipotent God dwells within us, we don't understand fully. And I guess God has just impressed this on me to share, even in just a very simple way, for you to start considering what this means in your life. Sometimes we feel so ineffective, so ineffectual, so insignificant, so unimportant. But you know what? No. You have a part. You're a lively stone in the body of Christ. That means that all the other lively stones in one way or another have an impact on what God is doing. Jesus is the head, and his head, the head of the body, orchestrates what is happening. I think I've shared this before. Years and years ago, I was very much unsaved, and I was traveling the country, and I was living for a time in Ann Arbor, Michigan, just a very short way from the University of Mission campus, because it was a lot like home, Berkeley, okay, because that's where I went. And I, in all those 10 years, I never had anyone really minister to me. There were just a couple occasions, and one was this insignificant thing. There was it was like a rooming house. There were just a few girls that lived there with their own little apartment, and all she did was send me a Christmas card. I've spoke to her, but she never witnessed to me. She never testified that she was a Christian. There was nothing of that. In her Christmas card, she just said, "The King is coming." And that phrase, I didn't even know what it meant. I didn't know scripture, but it impacted me. And so, beloved, what you might seem as so insignificant, the things that you don't even consider, well, that's not, you know, we think ministry's got to be in a pulpit. Beloved, the greatest ministry takes place in day-to-day lives. The ministry, pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, they are all for the perfecting of the saints, the edifying of the body. I say that frequently. So it is God's people who will be anointed. You know, I mean, the apostles were all gathered at Jerusalem, and they were given to prayer and reading the word, okay? But it was the miracles were being accomplished through the deacons. Those who were called to, you know, just do the, what you would call the more practical hands-on things. My goodness, you know, Philip was translated, and look at Stephen. My goodness, the ability to preach before, and what he shared, and he saw Christ before he was martyred, standing up, not seated, standing up to receive his Spirit. So, beloved, we have a tremendous privilege as God's people. And in these last days, God is calling a body together. He's reaching people in ways that we may not even know or understand. There are many, nations of the world where the gospel cannot be preached openly, and many risk their lives to do that very thing. Or the Lord is also appearing supernaturally in places where the gospel is not allowed to be preached. And And so in the hour in which we're living, he is forging and forming right now a people from every tribe, kindred, tongue, and nation, unseen to the eyes of a godless world. He's bringing together a beautiful bride that shall come through the fire, but nevertheless shall come forth as pure as gold, and shall be adorned and dressed and waiting for his soon return, for the return of the bridegroom, to be united with Jesus forever. Hallelujah. And as we surrender ourselves willingly and freely, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in obedience by his anointing, we are going to come into a relationship with God and begin to manifest his life in us and through us. Not our lives, but his. What does the scripture say? It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Then and only then, beloved, we shall find the pearl of great price. You know, so often we think, well, that's Jesus going after the pearl of great price. And surely, obviously, he was willing to lay down his life, and so he considers his people very precious. But it also, if you look at it another way, whoever finds that pearl of great price is willing to sell all, willing to find that treasure. And those who are willing to follow, to be a reckless disciple, to lay down everything, those are the ones who will find the riches in Christ Jesus, Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, we don't have to do what the world does. We don't have to look to physical means alone for our strength, to books and schools and education for our wisdom, to reason and to deduction, to arrive at certain conclusions. No longer do we have to worship at the man-made altars, if you will, of knowledge and academia and science to try to, you know, unsuccessfully wield our wills, the power of our wills, that we can exercise self-control because, you know, the will of man is pretty weak. We don't have to yield to human methods to attain what this world calls success, but we can discover a higher and a richer and a nobler principle, a more wonderful way, a more wonderful person, if you will. It's the mighty counselor dwelling within us, Emmanuel, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the wonderful Counselor, the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, the Holy Spirit who is the Spirit of Jesus, the life I now live. I live by the power of the Son of God who gave himself for me. I live, may live in the flesh, but I live by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus, beloved, is our guide. He is our wisdom. He is our sanctification. He is, you know, he works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I love that. He enables us to do his will, but he also works to make us desire to do his will. God working in us both to will. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. If you've struggled with willpower or discipline, that ought to get you so excited. It's him working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Have you yielded your will to him? If so, will he not direct your paths? Will he not guide your understanding? Will not his truth explode or burst over, if you will, the horizons of your soul and your understanding with a radiance that is heaven-born? It's unmatched, it's unparalleled, it's unequaled in the dim lights of earth. Oh, beloved, more glorious than the music of earth are the celestial strains which come down from the very steps of heaven, if you will, from the very throne of God, to burst over the waiting heart and mind. Jesus said, there are many things that I want to reveal to you, but you're not able to bear them now. But my prayer is that we will be able to experience the depth of the riches of Christ dwelling within us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father, I pray now for the listening audience. I pray for your people the body of Christ around this earth, Father, that we can lay hold of this precious truth, that it is the power of God, the Spirit of God, who dwells within us, not just as an earnest of our inheritance, of the things that we're going to enjoy and receive in heaven, but now, for the life we now live, that we can be empowered, anointed servants of God, that we can preach the gospel of the good news, that God has been reconciled to man through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, make this a reality. Those who are listening and those, Father, that need to hear this message, I pray that you will make it a reality in our lives. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of the living God would say, I am with you, I am in you, and I will accomplish in and through you the things that your own strength cannot perform, your own will cannot accomplish. I am the Almighty God. I am He that caused as I brooded over the waters, I was in the very beginning, says the Spirit of God, to create this world for man, and that I desire to bring children into fullness, into maturity that will reflect the riches of the Son of God. You are the children of God, but there is one whose image, who has been your example, who has gone before you, who has tasted death for every man, that you might live eternally with the living God, and that you might rule and reign with Him. I anoint you to see. I anoint your eyes with eye salve, says the Lord, that you can see into spiritual truths and mystery that heretofore have been hidden from you. Trust me, the Spirit of wisdom and counsel and revelation shall minister to you in days ahead, and you shall have such a joy and such a strength fill your inner man that you shall rejoice. And that which has been hard and difficult for you, you shall see the ease in which the Lord shall make all things possible to you as you believe, says the Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, grant those victories to us. Grant those triumphs to your people, that you can be glorified. Lord, you said that you've come to comfort those who mourn in Zion, that we could be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified. That's our heart's cry, Lord, that you can be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. And with the Lord's help, perhaps we may be able to conclude this message, but I'm going to pray the Holy Spirit continues on in your life. Well, until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.